Get your brooms out, baby! Woo! It has to be me. I have to be the good luck here for the Red Sox. Every single time I'm on WEEI, we are partying together, baby. Travis Thomas Experience coming at you, and it feels so good right off a sweep of the Astros. I mean, you gotta love it. Whether it's a 10-game winning streak, I'm with you. Whether times are hard and the team's turning it around, I'm with you. Whether it's a trade deadline dud and we're all just left sitting here holding our empty beers, crying in it, I'm with you. And here we are. Sox sweep the Astros. 5 wins in a row. 6-1 the final. Woo! And I'm with you, baby. This is just what the baseball gods ordered. This is exactly what you needed. Travis Thomas Experience. I'm here with you till 6 p.m., taking your phone calls per usual. Red Sox party style. 617-779-7937. Call me. Travis Thomas Experience on IG and Twitter. Follow me. Message me. How are you feeling? Are you feeling confident in your baseball team? I mean, honestly, you know, looking at this series, I had no idea what to expect. I was so bummed out on Thursday, like many of you, I'm sure, after the trade deadline. I'll get into that. My thoughts on the trade deadline at 3 p.m. I just want to party right now, though, on behalf of this baseball team. 5 wins in a row. Unbelievable. So I had no clue what to expect this weekend. You know, it felt like all the air was let out of my sail. Because as all of you know, I've been doing these shows on WEI on the weekends after the Red Sox game on Sunday afternoons pretty consistently. And I've come on here and I've said, look, I think the way this team's playing this season, they are putting all the pressure on Breslow, the front office, to go out and be aggressive at the trade deadline. That did not happen. It didn't happen. And I was in shock. I was shell-shocked from Thursday, particularly not only what the Red Sox did or did not do, but what all of the teams around them, all of the contenders were doing. So as I said, we'll get into that at 3 p.m., but I came into the weekend thinking, oh boy, here we go. You know, the Astros, obviously, a playoff team in their own right now, looking like they're going to win their division, always a tough opponent. And I thought it would be a disaster. You know, I thought, well, this team, you know, you sent a message to your clubhouse by not really making any splashy moves at the deadline, you know, but say what you want about this Red Sox team, about possible team needs they should have addressed at the deadline. We all understand that. But one thing you can't say is that this team doesn't fight, man. Are they not scrappy? I mean, honestly, did you see over this weekend? I think it was yesterday, wasn't it? When the Stros called out the coaches for stealing pitches and trying to fight everyone. This team will fight you too, won't they? I love this Red Sox team. Go ask the Angels when they pulled the same crap. I mean, this Red Sox team, seriously, this team will beat your ass. I love it. They'll beat you on the scoreboard and they'll fight you. It's fantastic. Friday night, I mean, how about Roman Anthony walking it off in the 10th? Dirty water blasting throughout the streets. This was a quintessential gritty type of win for this team that we've become accustomed to at this point. Again, like, this was the first game back after that dud of a trade deadline. It was, everyone was miserable around here, including me. And it's hard to be positive after a quiet trade deadline where you essentially do nothing, with Cooper Criswell starting and Abraham Toro batting cleanup. I mean, honestly, it felt like the sky was falling. That was not a win that I thought the Red Sox would get. Yet, scrappy, tough, fight you, do whatever it takes. They take you to extras, and then they choke you out in the extra innings like a real champion. Roman Anthony walks it off.
The pitch to Anthony. Swinging a high fly into center field. It is way back, and it's going to win the game. It's over McCormick's head. Abreu scores. Roman Anthony's first walk-off hit. gives the Red Sox a 2-1 win in 10.
I mean, think about that. Low scoring, ugly. Don't know who's going to win it. How are the Sox even in this game? They're going to blow it at the end, aren't they? Wrong, 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 wrong. I mean, this team just fights. And look, you know, we'll get into this. I'm taking your phone call, 617-779-7937. I want to hear from you here because I know a lot of you are in your feelings about the trade deadline. So am I. But pre-trade deadline, during trade deadline, post-trade deadline, the DNA, the fabric of this team is fighters. They are fighters. How about yesterday afternoon? Forget a block party. It was a bat party. They whooped up on this old and slow. You got to admit it. We all watch these games this weekend. I still believe in the Astros. They're going to win that division. They're going to be a playoff team. Okay, no problem. But didn't they look old and slow? They did to me. I mean, you win that game yesterday. I'm like, are they going to sweep the Astros? There's just no way. I mean, the bullpen stepped up again. Romy Gonzalez, Ref Snyder. I mean, honestly, it was unbelievable. Trevor Story got involved. This team, they passed the Yankees this weekend for the top wild card spot. And they're second in the AL East. I mean, we left this team for dead at one point this season. They have a fighter spirit. I've been saying all along, the American League is so wide open that the last thing I want to do, if I'm the Tigers or if I'm one of these top teams in the American League, even the Astros, the last thing I want to see is the Red Sox coming to my building. I want no parts of it in the postseason. 617-779-7937. And then today, I mean, Giolito dealed, didn't he? 8 innings, 1 earned run, 4 punchouts, total command. I mean, this guy, we have to have an honest conversation about Lucas Giolito, do we not? I wanted Joe Ryan or some stud pitcher at the trade deadline just as much as you did, maybe more. But you know what Giolito's done the last 2 months of this season? He has secured, hey, I'm the number 3 guy, maybe even the number 2. We have Crochet, we have Bayo, and me, in any order you want after Crochet. You know, yes, would it have helped to go get a top-notch pitcher? Of course. Every team in the league feels that way. Sox didn't get it done. Someone has to win, someone has to lose at the deadline, yes? Well, the Sox didn't get it done. But I tell you one thing, the way Giolito has pitched the last few seasons, or the last few months here, I'm telling you right now, Crochet, Bayo, and Giolito, you have to feel confident with that. You have to. The way he's pitched, 617-779-7937. Looking ahead, I mean, you know, Buehler was a disaster this weekend, no doubt. Giolito pitched well today. Tomorrow it's Bayo, who's been pitching well. Tuesday it's Crochet, rested. We know how that's going to go. And then on Wednesday, you'll get a look. You'll see Dustin May. We'll get a look at it. By the way, this all against the Royals, who are fighting for their playoff life as well. So, you know, you just look at the schedule moving forward. You get the Royals for 3 this week, starting tomorrow at Fenway. The way you're humming at Fenway right now, you know, and the Royals have underachieved this season, I think the Red Sox keep it going. I don't know if they sweep them or not, but I'm taking another series win over the Royals. Then you go out west against the Padres. Then you go to H-Town against these Astros again. So, you know, look, Murderers Row ain't walking through that door. They survived that. That was the Cubs. That was the Phillies right out of the gate for the All-Star game. Now you're starting to beat up on some of these teams. I mean, these are crucial American League matchups. This was a crucial sweep of the Astros. This is a crucial 3-game set against the Royals, and I think they'll do just fine. The Sox are here, baby. 617-779-7937. Are you? Call me. Get in here. Let's have a Red Sox party. I need to hear from you. We're packed all show long. I'm talking Sox for the next hour, so let's party. Coming up next, we'll hear from Alex Cora. on this sweep by the Sox, and we'll hear from you at 4 o'clock. I'll call an audible. We'll talk Patriots training camp. Before I get out of here at 6, we'll talk to my main man, John Lyons, at 4:30 to talk all things Boston sports. We got all the business here in the experience. In the meantime, in between time, call me. We're partying Dirty Water style, baby. 617-779-7937. Travis Thomas Experience on WEEI.
Yeah, last week, I must stay deep, talking.
5 in a row, baby. Travis Thomas Experience, taking your phone call, 617-779-7937. Listen, this has become a tradition here at the Experience. Sunday afternoons equals Red Sox win series, okay? They sweep you or they win the series, and we party here on the Experience. I mean, I have a phone line full of people. I'm getting text messages. Trev, I'm trying to get through. You aren't answering. Yes, we are. We're full, baby. Nick, Connor, Lee, and Paul, I'm coming to you right away. 617-779-7937. And you, get involved. I know it's a line wrapped around the corner, but you got to get in this house. We're partying. Travis Thomas Experience on IG and Twitter as well. You can always message me there. I read them right here on the show. And, I mean, even Connor Wong got involved. Even Connor Wong got an RBI today. 6-1 as the Sox sweep the Astros. Hey, what are they going to say now? When they won 10 in a row, remember? It was, well, it's the Rockies and the Nationals. Let's see what they do when they come out of the All-Star break. How about keep winning, brah? How's that sound? That's exactly what they did. And look, I'm not knocking anyone. The Cubs are real deal. Losing 2 out of 3 in Wrigley, no shame. The Phillies are real deal. Losing 2 out of 3 in Philly, one of those felt fluky to me. With the catcher interference, we don't need to go back. But there's no shame in that. Those are two teams that could be in the World Series. Oh, yeah, and then the champs, you won that series here at Fenway, didn't you? Then you go to Minnesota. I thought that first game was fluky. Sox were up, rain delay, where they should have let them play. They didn't. They come back, they lose in extras. Felt kind of fluky. That should have been a sweep, too. And then you beat the Astros' ass. I mean, this team's unbelievable. 617-779-7937. Red Sox party. If you want in, call me. All right, let's hit the phone lines, Tom. Tom, let's go to my man Nick on line one. What's happening, Nick? How about them Red Sox?
How about them Red Sox?
Woo!
Let's go. You gotta love it. Look, I've been skeptical of them for a while, right? Like, John Henry's not spending a lot of money, right? They've been kind of fluky, kind of streaky, but we're in August right now and 10 games above 500, and you got to love that.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. I said to start the show, Nick, appreciate the call, that you can say what you want about this team. We all see the same holes. I wanted a bat at first base. I wanted a quality, high-end starting pitcher. Okay, so we all know the names. We'll go through it. Coming up at 3 o'clock on this very show of my wish list, who I wanted. You all have the same names, I'm sure. And they didn't get them, okay? I get it. But in the end, pre-trade deadline, during trade deadline, post-trade deadline, one thing you could never take away from this team, and many of us, myself included, had them dead to rights this year, but they are scrappers. They fight, literally and figuratively. Let's go to Connor on line two, out in Boomer Sooner country. What's up, Connor? Welcome to the Experience.
Hey, thanks, man. Boomer Sooner and go Sox, right?
That's right.
I think you captured it really well right before the break, man. This is a team of fighters. You know, we all, like you said, we all see the holes, but you go and listen to Roman Anthony after that walk-off the other night. It is a group of guys that I think we've been finally waiting for to have to come together. Kind of be one as a team. So if that can carry us to the playoffs and maybe even further, I'm all for it. Thanks for the call.
Absolutely. Thanks, Connor. I'm talking college football in my last segment of the show before I get out here at 6. Since you live in Boomer Sooner country, I'm sure you care because no one else cares about it here, but I gamble on it heavily, and it is a Travis Thomas Experience, so I will be talking it before I leave. just thought Tom, I needed to clear up with him that I would be gambling on college football before
it's your
show.
Do whatever you want, Trav.
That's right. Let's go to Paul, who wants to talk Lucas Giolito with me. Paul, honestly, I said the last few months, the way this guy is pitched, man, it helps the sting of not getting a high-end quality starter at the deadline. It helps dull that a little bit because Giolito looks like one, doesn't he, Paul?
Yeah, I think he's a two. I've been saying that all year, but everybody's been saying I'm crazy. But I think tonight he showed, today rather, 8 innings, 1 run, good lineup, playoff team. But the question I had was, what about Marcelo Meyer for first base when he comes back? I mean, the guy can play short, second, and third. I think he could play first. Don't you think they should put him at first base when he comes back? Keep Rafael at second?
I think Meyer, I agree with you, Paul. Meyer could play anything on that infield. I really liked him at third. I know you can't do that, obviously, with Bregman, but
for now, why keep one of your four outfielders on the bench?
Right. Well, here's
put Rafael at second, Marcelo Meyer at first base, at least against righties.
Here's the deal, Paul.
You know?
Yeah, I'm trying to tell you. Here's the deal, since you have all the answers. Marcelo Meyer may be out for the whole season, brother. I mean, there's nothing they can do now. Thanks for the call. I was trying to get to Paul and tell him, like, bro, we don't have Marcelo Meyer. Well, just play him at first, Travis. Well, Paul, you got to listen. He might be out for the year. No confirmation on that. But let's just say it's not looking good, and reports are not looking good on Marcelo Meyer. But in the end, Paul, you're right. I mean, that kid can play anything on the infield. I will tell you this, though, Paul, before I go to my next caller here. Listen, I have some concerns about Marcelo Meyer, big picture. I mean, the kid he's never healthy. And that is concerning for him to be so young at this sort of embryonic stage of his career and his development. He's always hurt. That's very concerning. But we're not going to get into that today because it's a Red Sox party, and we don't want any Debbie Downers walking into our party right now. We got the beers flowing. The music's loud. Taking phone calls, 617-779-7937. We don't want anyone in here talking about injuries and concerns for the future. We don't need to hear any wah, wah, wah. We don't need that. We are partying. Let's go to Lee. Lee, what's happening, brother? Welcome to the experience.
Thank you. You know, I don't believe that managers mean a lot to a team. We can go into that if you want, but I think, the manager this year, he's doing great. I think the team, he's making all the right moves, and I think he's a manager of the year if they keep it up and they get close.
Ooh, I like that. I like that. Maybe a little gambling opportunity has presented itself for me, Lee. Thank you for the call. 617-779-7937. Tom, I'll take one more, and then we'll go to break. We'll hear from Alex Cora coming up here in a few minutes on The Experience after today's sweep. Get your brooms out of the Astros. Let's go to Liam. Liam, what's happening? Welcome to The Experience. How about them Red Sox?
What's going on, man? I think if I did my math right, I believe we're now 14-2 at Fenway since June 30th. I mean, that's incredible, man. I mean, I've been going to pretty much the majority of the games for the last few years. And a few years ago, I started my season at 2-11 going to Fenway. So it's a nice flip to see that. You're noticing the energy in the crowd. You're seeing that people are into it. Giolito got a big ovation at the end of it. In terms of getting, the deadline and people are getting disappointed, there's no point. Ownership is like that bad ex-girlfriend or boyfriend that promises to be better, and you're a sucker, and you just keep believing them and taking them back. This year I decided I'm not going to let that affect me, and you know what? I'm very happy right now that I did it.
Hashtag growth for Liam. I appreciate the call, brother. I mean, that is beautiful. Thanks for giving me those numbers on Fenway. Here's some more numbers for you. 20-7 in their last 27 games. Here's some more numbers for you. The fourth inning is over down in Miami. 6-1 Marlins lead after a 3-run homer over the Yankees.
The Yankees lose.
Do it again. Do it again.
The Yankees lose.
So it's not over yet, but it sure feels like it is for
that
the Yankees.
That might come back to bite us, Trav.
It could, but I don't care because it's our Red Sox party, and we'll do what we want. We want to make fun of the Yankees. Damn it, it's all right. 617-779-7937. I would tell you our kinder, gentler Travis Thomas when we come back, but that would be a lie. We are partying. Brian, Trevor, and Mike, I'm coming to you as soon as I come back. We'll also hear from Alex Cora, and I'm taking your phone calls. Get in here, would ya? 617-779-7937. Talk to me about your baseball team. Do you still believe? I mean, honestly, is this team, after their trade deadline, did you leave them for dead again? And now after this sweep, have you had a change of heart, or have you believed all along? Is this team going to the postseason? Are we talking deep playoff run? What are we talking with your baseball team? I want to hear from you. 617-779-7937. Travis Thomas Experience on IG and Twitter. Your phone calls and Alex Cora. When we come back, Travis Thomas Experience on WEEI. Yes, this Red Sox team, I mean, they have that dog in them. They will fight, bite, scratch, and claw you to victory, whatever it takes. Travis Thomas Experience, we are having a Red Sox party here on a Sunday afternoon. 617-779-7937. I'm getting so many nice messages about the show. I know many of you were extremely frustrated trying to find a Red Sox game this morning on the TV side. And you can always count on radio, can't you? You put it on WEEI, a little eggs, you know what I mean? A little mimosa, maybe a little Bloody Mary, and you get the Red Sox, and it's all good. So I'm getting a lot of messages from people saying, hey, it's my first time ever hearing you. You're insane. I love it. You know, follow me at Travis Thomas Experience. If you're on Twitter or IG, that's where you can follow me, Instagram and Twitter, at Travis Thomas Experience. I always post, you know, when I'm coming on WEEI. You can catch me on NESN Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. I do a morning show there called Boston Has Entered the Chat. I'm not hard to find. So many of you hearing me for the first time, yes, I am always this crazy. 617-779-7937, Travis Thomas Experience on socials. All right, I have about 1,000 phone calls here. For our Red Sox party. So I want to get to you all rapid fire style, and then I want to hear from Alex Cora after the sweeping of his old team, straight beatdown of the Astros. I said to start the show today, you know, I wasn't anticipating seeing this weekend, but after watching this weekend, I mean, the Astros just look old and slow, don't they? I mean, even getting Carlos Correa back, you're like, oh, wow, that's a big get for them. He had a home run. It didn't even matter. Like, you know, home run today. No one even cares. They look old and slow. 617-779-7937. And the Red Sox, I mean, they are filled with youthful exuberance and just fearlessness. You know, I'm going to break down how I felt at the trade deadline. But listen, I mean, there was no denying even before the deadline. This team has a lot of fight in them, no doubt about it. And I think it's one of the reasons why they say, you know what, we're just going to stick with what we got here. All right, let's go to Brian on line one. Brian, welcome to the experience. How about those Red Sox?
Hey, let's go. I'm fired up to be a part of this party and this experience. And let me tell you, I was at the game today. Drinks were flowing. Energy was going. Woo! And I'm just fired up. And let me tell you, the Red Sox are hotter than your friend's mom, hotter than your sister's friend. Let's go.
Yeah! I love that. I know.
Let me tell you one more thing.
Go ahead, Brian.
You got that dog in you.
Brian couldn't let me go without letting me know. I got that dog in me. My dog has rabies, though. It's all right. I still got dog. Let's go to Trevor online, too. Hey, a rabies dog, still a dog. What's happening, Trev? How about those Red Sox?
Hey, what's up, Travis? I got one thing to say. Extend Roman Anthony 15 years, $1 billion.
Woo! Trevor coming in hot from the top rope, dropping elbows. A Billy. Just pull up all the Brinks trucks to Roman Anthony's house. Give him what he wants. Let's go to Mike on line three. Mike, what's happening, brother? Welcome to the experience.
Hey, thanks, brother. Hey,
Everybody else in New England, we were disappointed about, like, you know, whole trade deadline. What they could have done was get rid of Connor Wong, bring up Nathan Hickey from Worcester. He's hitting .248, 1,200 runs, you know, and he got a bunch of RBIs. And Christian Campbell, and we could have got somebody else, get rid of somebody else for a good pitcher, like Nathan Eovaldi or you know, the Joe Ryan guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let me know what you feel, brother.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Mike, you know, I'm going to get into the deadline and all the stuff I wanted coming up in the show, but Nathan Eovaldi is a guy, along with Schwarber, I will say this, who I never thought should have got away from the Red Sox. I'm going to be honest with you. I thought both of them. I thought Schwarber and Eovaldi should still be here right now on this team. So I'll give you that. But as far as, you know, trade this guy, bring this guy up, move that guy, we can get into that later in the program. Right now, I just want to continue my Red Sox party. Thanks. Let's go to Steve. Steve, what's happening, brother? Welcome to the experience.
You know, there's almost nothing about this team not to like, but I got to tell you, he didn't have a great offensive game, but Alex Bregman is a freaking beast.
Yes.
He just made the greatest plays today.
Yeah, no doubt, Steve. Appreciate the call. I mean, we just got a caller that said, give all the money to Roman Anthony. I want to save a little bit of that money, give a ton of it to Roman Anthony, and then give the rest to Alex Bregman to stay here forever and ever. Amen. I mean, honestly, because there's no, it's, you know, it's no foregone conclusion that that guy's coming back. But I tell you what, I would make sure he is, because you're absolutely right with everything you said. Paul, what's going on, man? Welcome to the experience. How about those red hot Red Sox? Paul, what's going on?
Well, to the whiners who keep complaining, boosting, check out the Sox. They just swept Houston. To the Rudy Poo whiners, down Paul Song. Check out the reawakened RBI Wong. And, of course, the most ridiculous line, we should get rid of Cora, Einstein. The entire point of these imbecile rigmarole is wake up and shut your pie hole. Woo!
Strong stuff there to all the jabronis. All the Rudy Poos. Let's go to John on line one. John, welcome to the experience. How about those Red Sox, John?
I mean, the Red Sox, man. They're just unbelievable. It's like handing the aux cord to a 10-year-old. You know chaos is coming, and it's just it's just great to see. And you couldn't ask for better energy from ages 4 to age 60. Like,
yeah.
Get out there, get your experience, and just have a ball.
Absolutely.
Let's get it.
Absolutely. This team will fight, no doubt. This team is fun, no doubt. 617-779-7937. Listen, when I tell you, because I'm here till 6, so I want to give clear instructions here, okay? We're going to hear from Alex Cora, but I'm going to tell you right now, we are having a Red Sox party for the entirety of this fine radio program. I'm here till 6. I'm going to talk other things, but this line is open for you. Call it 617-779-7937. Get in here and party with us. Here's Alex Cora after the beatdown. 6-1, the final today against the Astros, completing the sweep.
That was really good. Good fastball command. Was able to get his four-seamer up, mix up his slider to the righties, play good defense behind him. We're joking because he's not a morning person. He's not. And that's his second win, right? The one in Washington and the one today. He's been amazing. So, AM Geo, you know, he was really good.
There's a lot of talk about you guys at the trade deadline needing a number two starting slot after Crochet. Is he that number two guy?
I mean, between him and Bello, they're doing an outstanding job. So, we got a couple of guys that can go out there and compete. Obviously, you know, get Walker and track. We trust our guys, you know, and, you know, all of them, you know, Bayo, Gio, and obviously Crochet have been amazing the last 2 months. Put pressure on him. You know, it started with Ref, the first at bat, you know. I think it was 9 pitches, fouled off a few. He had 20 pitches after the first or something like that. And, you know, Trevor did a good job going the other way. It started with the kid, too, you know, the double off the wall. And, you know, the first time in a while that, you know, Willie's playing against lefty, so we saw a window there, you know, to put the safety squeeze in that situation, and just kept rolling. Ran the bases well, very aggressive. Great read by Trevor, ball down the line, and, you know, it was kind of like those happy innings, right? Good baseball, good fundamental baseball.
How nice is it to, you know, sometimes let the other team implode a little bit, right? That inning with a balk, a wild pitch, a hit batter, a pass ball, the whole thing.
Yeah, that's, I think athleticism helps for that. We put pressure on them. You know, as soon as we got to second, it just sped up on them. And you know, we've been on the other side of those games, you know, that we don't play good defense, we don't hold the runners, and then we don't do a good job. So today, took advantage of certain things, put the ball in play when we needed to. Connor, sack fly, Rafaela, base hit to left, ref, put the ball in play, contact play. So all the things that you work in spring training, you know, showed up today. And obviously, I love when they hit homers and all that, but that you know, it tells me that we're in a good place right now.
The last couple of years, you guys have played the Dodgers and the Astros right after the break, and it's been difficult. How nice is it to kind of come out of the break, take these two series, and what do you think it kind of says about where you guys are now compared to the last couple of years?
We're much better than the last 2 years. We're healthier. You know, that series against them here a few years ago, we had no pitching. It was Chris, Bearcloth, and somebody else, you know, on that Friday game, and that was the reality of it. Last year, we grinded with them, and then Pax got hurt after the first batter, and then put us in a bad spot for a week, you know, right after that series, you know, and I always look at the seasons, and you know, I hate comparing ourselves to other teams, but the last 2 years, that series put us in a bad spot, and it's a lot different right now. We got a complete team. Guys are playing with an edge now. You know, you can tell. And like I said, this place, you know, it's fun. It's fun again. So we just got to continue. Kansas City is playing good baseball, and we got to show up tomorrow. Tomorrow's August 4th, right? So we got to show up again and try to win a game.
Yeah, Alex, you mentioned good fundamental baseball this team's been playing, which it very much has. Given the issues in that area the last few years, is there anything you could point to why they're playing fundamentally well?
Yeah, not too many moving parts. I think last year we played with 11 second basemen and like 8 shortstops, you know. This year our shortstop has missed 2 games, and I think that second, although it's been a revolting door, but we're playing the same guys consistently. At third, we're very steady there, and Toro has been amazing at first. Our outfield bunch is the best in the big leagues. So in that aspect, we feel good. Running the bases, you got to go through stretches, and sometimes you're going to be too aggressive when things are going bad, and it should be the other way around. But now that things are going good, we can put pressure on the opposition because they know that we're in a good spot.
And what confidence is playing a role in that?
100%. 100%. I think, you know, when you don't know what's going to happen with you, your situation on the roster, situation with the team, you know, that put pressures on guys, you know. But I think 2 days ago, you know, this is who we are, and we've been very vocal about it, right? We love our team. We really like our team, and the guys have probably relaxed a little bit, you know, and they've been able to play, you know, with joy and enjoying the game and playing the game the right way.
Regarding Giolito, what have you experienced or heard that tells you he's not a morning person?
We've seen it throughout, you know, a lot of rescheduling in spring training, bullpen-wise and all that, but that's for the pitching department, you know.
Are you glad that he was really convinced about wanting to pitch today after you guys had thought of it?
I mean, it was today or Wednesday. That's the reality of it. And, you know, there was no convincing. You know, he's like, I'm ready for Sunday. And I'm like, okay. You know, we're trying to take care of the veteran, right, and understanding that it's a long season. But, you know, he pitched the one in Washington, so he was ready for this one.
With Roman getting started that inning, obviously against a tough lefty, what have you seen from him against lefties in the last couple of weeks?
He's able to do that, you know, wait on pitches and hit it off the wall. You know, the patience is there. You know, he controls the strike zone, but he's able to go the other way against lefties.
I love how Alex Cora called Lucas Giolito AMGO. I mean, Giolito dealed today. Eight innings pitch, one earned run, four punch outs, total command, total control, total workhorse, absolute unit, Giolito today. And look, I said this to start the show. If you're just joining us, get in here. We're having a Red Sox party, 617-779-7937. I said to start the show, the way Giolito has pitched consistently now for the last 2 months, I mean, it makes you feel better about what didn't happen at the trade deadline in terms of starting pitching. Now, we'll see. You know, we're going to get Dustin May and his debut on Wednesday. But right now, you have to feel good, obviously, with Crochet. Bayo's been pitching really well. And Giolito is your top three. You have to feel good about it. The way this guy has been consistent the last few months. What are your thoughts on your baseball team? Get in here. Party with us. I mean, they are hotter than fish grease. Are you kidding? 617-779-7937. Chris in Milford, Stephen in New Hampshire, Kristen, I'm coming to you and you next. 617-779-7937. Call me. Travis Thomas Experience on WEEI. Here's What's Trending.
The Greg Hill Show, weekdays 6 to 10.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Sox completed the sweep against the Astros this afternoon, morning. It's an 11 o'clock start. I don't know what to call it. Either way, Giolito went 8 full innings, allowing one earned run while striking out 4 along the way. The Astros got the scoring, started in the 4th with a solo shot, but then it was all Red Sox after that. They scored 6 in the 4th fourth inning, to blow the game wide open, and they held onto that lead all the way until the end. Sox win 6-1. The Sox are back in action tomorrow against the Royals. You can listen to that game right here on WEEI on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Coverage starts at 6:10 with the Mass Mutual pregame show with Christian Arcan. Brian Bayo is on the mound for the Red Sox. First pitch at 7:10. And it was announced yesterday, minority Celtics owner Steve Pagliuca has made a deal to purchase the Connecticut Sun and plans to relocate them to Boston by 2027. So the WNBA is headed to Boston. I'm Tom Crisafulli, and that's what's trending here on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Yeah! One of the hottest teams in baseball, the Boston Red Sox, just swept the leg. Sweep the leg. Put them in a body bag, Johnny. They just beat the hell out of the Astros, baby. Let's go. Red hot Red Sox right behind the Blue Jays in the AL East standing at the top of the heap for the wild card race. I mean, you can't make this stuff up, man. We have left this team dead to rights several times this season already, and they just keep sitting up like the Undertaker, don't they? They are unbelievable, this Red Sox team. So we're having a Red Sox party. 617-779-7937. Get in here. Get involved. Travis Thomas Experience on Twitter and IG. And, oh, yeah, by the way, bottom of the sixth inning right now. Don't want to get ahead of our skis. But the Marlins lead the Yankees 6-1. This could be a sweep of the Yankees this weekend for the Marlins, and the Marlins suck.
The Yankees lose.
You got to love it.
It's perfect.
It's fantastic. I'll be talking, you know, how depressed I was at the trade deadline this segment. Someone messaged me and said, what are you going to talk about? How you feeling about the trade deadline? You keep saying you're going to do it. Don't tell me how to party. All right, let's hit the phone lines, Tom. Let's go to Chris on line two. Chris, what's happening, man? Welcome to the experience. How about those Red Sox?
How about them Red Sox, Trav, man? Listen, I was as excited about this trade deadline as anyone else, watching my phone all day. Yeah. I was listening to WEEI right up until the deadline, and that last 10 minutes where that fake news came out was such a high and a low. With the Joe Ryan to Dustin May. As disappointed as I was, nothing happened, man. This team is legit. I'm excited about him. We've been spoiled here the last 25 years in Boston, and we might have another one on our hands here, man. I'm hoping they can stay healthy enough to get it done. Let's go!
Let's go! Great call by Chris. A couple things there. I think all of us were disappointed at the deadline, no doubt. I'm going to get into it this segment, as I said. But I will tell you this, though. You know, it's a little different than the last few years. The last few years around here, since I've been in town, you know, I mean... Yeah, we all wanted this team to make a push at the deadline, but I think many of us felt like even if they did, it may not be enough, or if they were to get into the postseason, none of us felt like the teams of past few years could do anything. This team feels way different, and it did feel like they needed to do more at the deadline. There are obvious holes that need to be addressed on this team, and technically – you know, with Mats and with May, you can check a couple boxes, but it left a lot to be desired in terms of what they could have acquired. But with that being said, even before the trade deadline, I think most of us felt like this team is different. This team is more talented. This team is better than the last few years. You have the young core, obviously, with Anthony and those boys, but you also did not in past years have Crochet. You did not in past years have Bregman. You have both now, and they are making huge impacts on this team. And so that one thing about this team, they will fight. There is no quit. They are a resilient bunch, no doubt about that. And you're seeing that now, and it's one of the reasons why the Red Sox did not panic at the deadline and overspend for anyone, because they like the core that they have here and these guys fight. Let's go to line one and Kristen. Kristen, welcome to the experience. How about those Red Sox?
How about them?
Woo!
What a day. What a weekend. Woo! Listen, I want to give thanks to my husband, Ben. He bought his mother-in-law, who he loves dearly, and my dad, both Red Sox diehard fans. They're 80. He bought his mother-in-law a brand new shirt on Friday when they came to visit to watch the Red Sox all weekend. And we are just overjoyed. And what a weekend. That's all I want to say.
Yes.
Is buy your mother-in-law a Red Sox t-shirt, brand new, and it's all good. Love you, love you.
Thank you, Chris. And shout-outs to your family, too. I mean, obviously, this team is fun, and it's easy to spread the love, easy to get the family involved with a team like this. They fight hard. They're a lot of fun to watch. I, you know, all of us wish they had done more at the deadline, but I tell you one thing, I'm excited to watch this play out. I have yet to experience a playoff atmosphere, a playoff game, a playoff series in Fenway. I'm hoping I get my first opportunity with this team. Let's go to Steven on line three. Steven, welcome to the Red Sox party here on the Travis Thomas Experience.
All right, we're jumping for joy up in New Hampshire. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Couple of quick things. Got to get rid of Walker Buehler. Send him down. Bring up that guy, Cooper Crisp. He was phenomenal. Got to unload the bank for Bregman. Save the money. You'll get Anthony in a couple of years. I'm a little worried about Mayer because he's got a chronic wrist issue, so don't know what's going to happen with that. And lastly, I'd be looking, if I'm going to trade an outfielder, I'm going to trade Willy Abreu. I want to keep Duran. I'll tell you, you know what Duran does for the team? Whenever somebody hits a home run, who is the first guy who greets him at the dugout? It's Duran. Duran is the heart and soul of the team. And if you're looking to trade in the offseason, trade Abreu. Go for Joe Ryan, and you'll be all set. That's what I got to say. Go Sox.
Appreciate that call, Steven. Listen, I mean, you might as well just add Duran then. If you want to keep him, add him to the list of guys you want to pay. Bregman, Duran. At this rate, you got to pay Giolito, don't you? Anthony. I mean, there's a lot of guys on this team that I think are deserving of the bag, and I just hope the Red Sox take care of them. 617-779-7937. Look, you know, I felt like all of you did after the trade deadline on Thursday. I mean, it was just I was so fired up. I was so locked in during that deadline. I remember texting my producer at NESN, Ante Campbell. He's family of this program. He's been on here several times talking NBA with me, but I remember texting him for the morning show and saying, listen, bro, I am so dialed in right now to everything trade deadline. I had it all rocking, like the NFL Red Zone. I had MLB Network on. I had Nesson on. I was listening to the radio here at WEEI. I mean, I had every possible platform cranked up, including the internet, just like being on top of this stuff. And I was watching all these contenders improve their team, all of them. I mean, even before you got to the actual deadline, in the days leading up, I'm watching all these teams get better and better and better. I mean, it was unbelievable. The Mariners and the Phillies, they made absolute power moves. They didn't wait until the deadline. They made these power moves before. They got Josh Naylor at first base, the Mariners. That's who I wanted here for the Sox. I thought the Sox should have been more aggressive trying to get him. I mean, he's a guy, you know, obviously popping his back, and every day first baseman. He can hit, pop in the bat, as I said, every day first baseman. He has playoff experience. I mean, you can't even make this stuff up. This guy would have been a perfect fit for the Red Sox. Instead, the Mariners get him, a team who's fighting for their playoff lives, competing with you in the AL. The Phillies, again, not waiting until the deadline. They go up and they get Suarez, who's a third baseman that the Sox were reportedly interested in and trying to move him to first. So there we go, another experiment, right? We see platoons. We see experiments at first base for the Red Sox. They tried to get that guy Suarez and move him to first. The Phillies said, my arse, we'll take him and keep him at third. I thought that was huge. Then the Phillies weren't done. They get Johan Duran, the closer. You could argue they might have won the deadline with that move. How about the Mets? They get Ryan Helsley, a relief pitcher, a guy I wanted the Red Sox to go get. I mean, all this stuff is being done right under the Red Sox nose, right? Seth Lugo was a guy I was interested in. The Royals said, my arse. They re-signed him. He didn't even hit the market. So I'm like, damn, there's a lot of dominoes falling that I wanted the Sox to get involved with, and they didn't get involved with any of them. So, okay, you get Steven Matz. All right, I told you I liked Helsley, who's on his own team and younger and better. You know, Matz was better 4 or 5 years ago. But you check a box. You needed another arm in the bullpen. You get one in him. Then you get Dustin May. Last seen getting absolutely rocked here at Fenway. I mean, that was a guy who was much better before Tommy John, wasn't he? But, okay, so you get, you know, again, you check another box. We need another quality starter. You get Dustin May. I mean, his own skipper out with the Dodgers, Dave Roberts, said that they were going to move him to the bullpen. So the Red Sox are rolling the dice here. You know, they decided we can fix him. So now he's your fourth starter, more than likely, in your rotation for a playoff series here, or even trying to get in. So, again, you know, Matz is fine in the bullpen, but I liked Helsley. The Mets went and got him. So, you know, I don't know. I'm looking around. I'm like, you traded Devers. You didn't get another bat. You don't have much depth there at first base. The teams around you got so much better, you know, but what are you going to do? I mean, this is what it is. This team fights. They're still winning. I would extend Bregman and Anthony yesterday. I'd pay Duran. I would wrap a lot of this stuff up. But it's not so much what the Sox didn't do. It's what all the teams around you did. I told you about the Mariners. You know, the Tigers got better. They added Morton and Finnegan. That bullpen's legit. The Astros got Carlos Correa. He had a home run today. It didn't even matter, did it? They look old and slow, but they're trying. When the Rangers got Merrill Kelly, I think my soul left my body. That's the guy I wanted, and I didn't think the asking price would be that much, and it wasn't. And the Rangers went out and got him for a rental. They didn't even care. Yankees and Blue Jays made some moves. You know, in the National League, I said all the contenders, the Phillies, they got Duran. I think they might have won the deadline. The Mets got better in their bullpen. The Padres got O'Hearn, the first baseman. That's who I wanted the Red Sox to get as well. They didn't get him. The Padres went out and were aggressive and got him. And we all know all those teams in the NL, all the heavies, Phillies, Mets, Padres, they're all trying to beat the final boss. They're all trying to beat the Dodgers out there. You know, I it's one of the reasons I thought the Cubs could have used Merrill Kelly as bad as the Red Sox. They couldn't get him either. So, you know, the Cubs ended up kind of in the same boat as the Red Sox. You know, they're not any better. They're a really good team as constructed, but they didn't get any better per se. Same with the Brewers. I watch the Brewers every year. It's the same song and dance with them. They're always well managed. They always have excellent, not good, excellent pitching. They don't have enough offense. And here they go again. So, you know, they didn't get offense. They wanted O'Hearn, just like the Red Sox. They didn't get him either. So I think the Brewers, Cubs, and Red Sox all kind of end in the same boat where, yeah, okay, you know, we're really good teams, but we didn't get better at the deadline. It remains to be seen whether or not this will come back to haunt the Red Sox, Cubs, or Brewers. Right now, we can only speak for the team in town, and it doesn't look like it's going to haunt them at all, does it? I mean, they look incredible. 617-779-7937. Travis Thomas Experience on Twitter and IG. I'm looking up. I'm looking at TomTom right now as I'm about to go to break. I mean, these phone lines. I've been having a Red Sox party all show long. I swear, we'll take a call, we hang up, and the next line's coming in. They look like hockey lines. Like, it's we take one line out, the other line comes off the bench, comes in, and does damage. When I come back, I'm taking all these phone calls. Wally in Fall River, Chuck in the car, Joe in Randolph. How about Adam, Duke? I mean, honestly, the phone lines are lit up like a Christmas tree. We have a full house having a kegger. We're like a frat party right now, partying around this baseball team. When I come back, I'll hear from all of them and you. 617-779-7937. Travis Thomas Experience on Twitter and IG. Get in here. Party with us. It's a Red Sox party when we get back. All your phone calls. Travis Thomas Experience on WEEI. Come on in to our Red Sox party. Drinks are flowing, baby. Travis Thomas Experience. Take your phone call. 617-779-7937. Travis Thomas Experience on Twitter and IG. You gotta love it. How about the phone lines? Every time I do this show, honestly, you guys have just been so great to me. The whole city has since I've been here. But every time I do the show, I'm like, listen, we're partying. I give out the phone number. I know a lot of these shows will talk at you. I mean, what time I get on, Tom? A little after 2 o'clock today? Like, I'm here 4 hours today till 6, honestly. And I feel like I've had every co-host possible because you guys, every single time I throw up that bat signal, here you come. Come party with me. I know a lot of these shows talk at you. I like talking with you. I like vibing with you. 617-779-7937. I know so many people struggled to even find the game on on a screen today. But WEEI had your back as always. So you listened on the radio. I know many of you were at the game today and you're calling me now. So get in here, 617-779-7937. You can also message me at Travis Thomas Experience. I'm on Instagram and Twitter there as well. Follow me. I'm a great follow, baby. Yeah. All right, let's run through these phone lines. I'm getting messages. People can't even get through. The phone lines are so full. Let's get it started here with Wally batting leadoff for us here on The Experience. Welcome back, Wally.
Yeah, what's up, Travis? I'm happy as a clam. Totally awesome weekend, man. I wasn't happy 3 days ago. I was very unhappy after the deadline. Me and my girlfriend had to put on the Three Stooges on YouTube to cheer us up. But maybe this is, we had a miracle match. Maybe we had a 67 impossible dream. But this team, you know, we didn't get the boost we wanted. But they're playing good. They're playing their hearts out. Better things are coming. Better things are coming right now. So you can never tell what's going to happen.
How about Wally, as always, with the explosive phone call? You got to love it. Let's go to Joe and Randolph. Joe, what's happening, brother? Welcome to The Experience.
Hey, Travis. How about them Red Sox? Woo! Hey, I got to give a tip of the cap to management, the front office staff, for not panicking and making any stupid, crazy, last-minute trades.
Yes.
I think they did a lot of good by restraining themselves and not getting their pockets picked by jumping into the trades. I think they did well by seeing what they had in the team. They knew what we didn't know, and they didn't destroy the chemistry of the team. Looking up, going forward, go Red Sox.
Great call, Chuck, or great call, Joe. Appreciate it. And what's funny is, you know, being disciplined, not panicked at the deadline, all of us hated it. But the reality is, for everything he said, I mean, they believe in this team. They're going to ride this out. This team is scrappy. They do believe in each other. They are a resilient bunch, and we'll see how it goes. But it should be noted, you know, everybody criticized that Rafi Devers trade. Since Devers has shown up in San Francisco, it has been an absolute disaster for them. Don't I know it? I've lost money betting on the Giants. I'm not doing that again. It's been a disaster for them since Rafi has shown up, and it has been the complete opposite here. This team has been humming since he has been gone, and you see a galvanized group. Let's go to Chuck on line two. Chuck, what's happening, brother? Welcome to the experience.
Hey, Trav, longtime listener, first-time caller. Big shout-out to Tom, your producer. Hey, listen here. I really do believe we didn't do enough at the deadline, right? There's still holes. You talked about it before the break. But a guy like Joe Stinson Garcia down in Worcester is going to be taking reps at first base. 14 homers over every level. He's playing Double-A and Triple-A this season. I'm excited to see some new life in this team. They've got vibes. They just need a clubhouse song, and then we'll see how those vibes go. Let's go, Trav. Go, Sox.
Appreciate the call, man. Yeah, I mean, listen, the future's bright here. There's no doubt. All these prospects, all these young kids led by Roman Anthony can all play, all of them. I'm a little concerned. I talked earlier in the show, Chuck, about how Marcelo Myers, you know, injury history to be this young is very concerning. It's very concerning. But we've seen this in sports before. Not just baseball, but in sports in general, where guys, when they're young and they get hurt, they can figure it out. I mean, just top of mind here, I was just talking about this with a friend of mine. No one even remembers this, but when Steph Curry's career was early on, those first like 2-3 years, I mean, this guy's ankles would twist and sprain and get banged up when the wind would blow. And he just kept working on it. He kept strengthening them, strengthening his body. And you think, this guy's just a shooter. It's never going to work out. He can't stay healthy. He's a specialist in this league. And you look up, and he's one of the greats to ever do it. And, you know, I mean, look, you can see him. His ankles are taped like nobody's business before all these games. But who gives a rat's patootie when you're getting that production out of him? And so, you know, I say all that to say they can maybe figure out how to keep Marcelo Meyer, you know, together as time goes on here. But just the fact that he has had, I mean, even before he was called up, he was injury riddled. So that's concerning to me. But other than that, you know, the future's absolutely bright. And I said, you know, I was called a hot take artist several times early in the season. When this team started winning, I said they may be a year ahead of schedule. And I still think that. I mean, I think this front office is thinking about next year and beyond, and that this team is just the icing on the cake, the way they're playing. Let's go to Adam on line four. Adam, how about those Red Sox, baby?
Let's get it. Let's get it. Yeah, good win. Good win. Yeah, great show, Travis. Thanks.
Thanks, bro.
Yeah, I just wanted to call and just, you know, I think we have a reality check as far as the Red Sox, you know. They're just not a big market team anymore, you know, and the ownership group's tough to figure out because, you know, they go and get big deals and then, you know, then they come up on the trade deadline and they're showing resilience and restraint, which ends up working out. So what I wanted to mention is, you know, Christian Campbell is getting hot down in the down in Worcester. So that could be a good option for first base come playoffs. So I'll leave it there. And thanks for a good show.
Appreciate the call, Adam. Hey, get in here. Red Sox party, 617-779-7937. Let's go to my man Duke, Cape Cod. Duke, what's happening? I wish I was on the beach.
Hey, what's happening, brother? Two things. First thing is, you're mentioning a lot about all these teams getting better.
Yep.
On paper, they're absolutely better. But you have a team that's developing, so we don't know how good they're going to be.
Yeah.
I think the restraint was good. The second thing is, I work for the Red Sox down in spring training. So I go down there every season. I see all these kids.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Duran, what a great guy.
Yeah.
Marcelo Meyer, all of them. I get to know them personal. And the manager, he calls me by first name. And I'm just a regular worker down there doing spring training security. So I'm telling you right now, this is a good young team, and they're going to go somewhere this year.
Yeah, I appreciate the call, Duke. I mean, listen, we'll see. Right now, I mean, it feels like the AL East could be won by these Red Sox. But assuming that they hold here in the wild card, I mean, they're the top wild card team right now. Assuming that they're a wild card team, those are the most dangerous teams in the playoffs. I mean, it's not the division winners. It's the wild card teams. It's the guys that can keep playing. We saw that at the All-Star break, remember? They won 10 straight, and then the All-Star break came, and we were like, damn. I wish it was a week later so we could just stay hot, and now they're getting hot again. Let's go to Nick on line one. I'll take Nick and Joe before I go to break time. Tom, Nick, what's happening, brother? Welcome to the experience.
Hey, what's going on, Travis? Awesome show. First time caller.
Thank you.
I love your show, but I got one question. I don't mean to ask this question, but I was kind of worried. Why was Jimmy in the booth with the guys today? Did something happen?
I have no idea, Nick, but I tell you what, we're having a Red Sox party, and that's all I want to do is drink beer and celebrate. Let's go to Joe on line two. Joe, what's happening? How about them Red Sox?
First of all, I was at the game today, and the first thing I have to say is, it was a great game. But you know what else was great?
What?
They won by playing small ball.
Did you?
They were bunting the ball.
Yes.
They were not home runs.
Yes.
They were bunting and sacrifice flies and, you know, ground balls to score runs. It was wonderful to watch.
Absolutely. I've noticed that lately too, Joe. They've been doing more of that. And look, here's the thing. You and I both know the truth. You don't have to do it all the time, but in situational baseball, you got to be able to do that. And this team is starting to do that, Joe. You're absolutely right, brother.
And Alex Bregman did nothing offensively this series, and yet they still swept him.
Hey, man, I appreciate the call, Joe. I talked about how that first game on Friday, I mean, bro, you had Criswell starting. Yeah, it was a lot going on in that game, and I was just depressed. I was like, man, they didn't do enough at the deadline. The Astros are going to win this game. And sure enough, this team just fought tooth and nail. You force extras, and then Roman Anthony walked it off in a game you should have lost. You should have lost that game, and they won it. And then yesterday, you know, the Astros are trying to fight you. And you're like, we don't care. We're going to beat you. And they did again. And then today they completed the sweep with Giolito just being absolutely nasty. So, listen, I'm partying rock star status the rest of the program with Red Sox. If you want to talk it, get in here. 617-779-7937. You can also message me, Travis Thomas Experience, on Twitter and IG. I'll do that for the whole rest of the show. When I come back, I will be talking Patriots training camp. I will tell you what the Patriots can do to guarantee that they make the playoffs this season. You don't want to miss that. John Lyons of WEEI joins me at 4:30. At 5 o'clock here on The Experience, we'll hear from Lucas Giolito. I'm here till 6. Party with me, would you? 617-779-7937. I mean, you have the hottest team in baseball right now. You're not calling me? What are you doing? Are you coming to my Red Sox party or not?